Hey sis, welcome to the audio experience of the Moment I podcast, a series where we follow 10 successful women across Africa on the key moments they had self-doubt and regained their confidence. Why this podcast, you ask? Because we all go through it. Those moments of self-doubt, times when we want to go for that promotion, speak up, show out, but we don't. In those moments of doubt, it is important to find the inspiration you need to get your mojo back. And that's what this podcast is, your Mojo Inspo, brought to you by us, your sisters from She Leads Africa, and our fantastic friends at Darling.
I started creating content when I was about 19 years old. So that puts me around second year mechanical engineering at the University of Nairobi. Now, the one thing about creating content is that when you're starting out, then the people who are watching are mostly your friends and your family. So that means you get all their likes, and also the messages are usually quite positive and encouraging. It takes quite some time before you get your first, second dislike or even a negative comment. Now, it wasn't until I was around maybe 20, 21 years old during Vlogmas when I got the first negative comment that affected me. In case you're not familiar with the concept of Vlogmas, it's basically where YouTubers upload a video one day, every day until 25th. Those are 25 videos back to back. It really requires a lot of effort. Now, I remember that comment. I was laying on my bed responding to comments at the end of the day, and I read it, and it basically read that I should stop creating content because I wasn't good at it. Now, I feel like even before that, I had gotten worse comments, but that particular comment got to me because I really put a lot of effort in that year's Vlogmas, and I also had my end of year exams during that time. So I wasn't understanding how this person wasn't seeing the amount of effort that was going into putting in this work. I mean, like the trooper I was, I did finish all the 25 days because the videos were already pre-recorded, but after that I had to take a bit of a YouTube break. So I took a bit around a month off of YouTube, which is actually quite a long time in YouTube time, and then I came back after a while, basically because I had missed vlogging. I realized that I really enjoyed being behind a camera, and so I went back. But the only thing that I did different this time is that I started producing content that I thought other people would enjoy watching rather than stuff that I was enjoying putting out. And after a while, I realized that it became more of a task as opposed to a creative outlet that I had. I wasn't happy producing it, and the people who are watching weren't happy either. And so to any girl out there who might be doubting any point that she is at in life, I will tell you to first of all sit down, allow yourself grace, feel whatever it is you're feeling, but after that remember who you are and why you're doing what you're doing, and get out of your funk.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moment I podcast. Make sure to visit on www.confidentdarling.com, where you can subscribe, check out videos and lookbooks from each episode, enter your own story in our story competition, and never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found this episode valuable, spread the love and share this with your sister. Be sure to come back next week for your Mojo Inspo. Bye!